open mouth, insert human. A complexion on the pale side, accentuated by evergreen, brushed on with eyeshadow leftovers from mom's old makeup case. One glass eye offered a peek into its cycloptic cornea, an evil orb that lays the future over bum-infested cement steps. The air conditioner growing like a wart above the stairs excreted water every summer for hookers to ruin their daisy dukes if they sit down. Could the cracks in the wooden stairs have sealed themselves with discount wrinkle reducer bought at Walgreens? Windows spotted the pale skin, held a mirror image in the building just 13 feet away, blinds filtering family secrets. Two large wooden planked lips pierced with rope lighting held us on lazy summer days. Ah, the most stylish lips in the city. Holding together the top two floors, identical twins outside, fraternal within, sat atop the print shop, first floor. One spike was stuck with shingles, the only pointed spot on the Midwestern plain roof. I slipped between the planked lips into his mouth. I ran my finger along the wallpaper esophagus. His inside stayed the same, tiny flower prints across hallway walls. The kitchen was arranged like after someone passed away and the family extracted all the insides. The dining cavity never could understand what it was supposed to be, since we always ate dinner in the kitchen. I slithered along the lining to the small intestine of my living room. TV, dining room table, space heater, they all hummed the same pitch. Flaps of skin-colored sheets closed off the three bedrooms. I peeked behind one. Blackness and shredded rug stuck out its tongue. The carpeted stairs were worn. Hardwood cracked an eye open through the bare threads. I was careful not to puncture the large intestine on my way upstairs, since that door was open, cigarette smoke pouring out. The living room was painted a puke green, while the upright piano still hung out in the same corner. The French doors were closed. I pushed through. A man smoking a Marlboro sat at the round kitchen table in a black fleece, his wild hair graying. I knew my hair was infested by the foul-smelling disease. He cocked his head towards a chair, and I wiped it with one finger, then walked towards my old bedroom. My mural had been scrubbed off. The skeleton was still vaguely there. My shelf filled with cheap makeup still hung on the wall. What happened to my brother's room? This cavity was the same awful green color, one smoking cigarette left alone in the stolen ashtray Grandma took from a hotel. A table with wild nights written in permanent marker indented the beige Berber carpeting, the same one I played Decapitate Barbie on. His inside seemed to be fine, functioning in a relatively sane manner for a house with a cross-dressing human.